Hey, do you have an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? Or do you have an already existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Well, check out WeKnowPodcasting.com. From concept development to theme music to editing to logos, WeKnowPodcasting.com is a one-stop shop for all things pod. Don't hesitate to hit us up. We're very nice.
Dylan, you did this. Similar to Ted Lasso, we were gifted with another Christmas special in a non-Christmas time of the year. So you picked this American Horror Stories, which was the Hulu spinoff series of American Horror Story.
Yeah, I guess Ryan Murphy just did not make enough money. So they're like, he's like, you know what? We're going to do two of these motherfuckers this year. And not only that, one of them's going to be an anthology. And you know what? Fuck it. Both of them are going to be an anthology, because apparently the one on FX is called Double Feature, and apparently it's going to be two different stories this year. So I don't know. What is your history on American Horror Story?
I've watched every season. I haven't liked every season. I would actually say I've disliked more than I've enjoyed.
Same.
It's not my type of horror stories.
Me neither.
And that's what it comes down to. It's, I feel like Bro House works because it's such bro horror that he produces anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, you had me watch episode 4 of this American Horror Stories,
yeah,
called Naughty List. Yes. And I kept jumping around on how I thought about it. Okay. I think that the opening is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that the opening is so on point, because I'll tell you what, Dylan.
Okay, go for it.
There's nothing I hate more
than content creators.
Than fucking influencers. They drive me nuts. Now, guys, real quick, take some time. Like, share, subscribe, leave a review for us. If you have any money, patreon.com/geekscape.net, all one word. Please donate. You get some really cool stuff there. Anyway, influencers and content creators, Dylan, nightmares. Nightmares.
Listen,
to deal with.
I have my own problems with influencers. I will say there are certain ones that I respect on certain levels. Personally, the Paul brothers can go fuck themselves, but I also think they're geniuses. I think the Paul brothers are absolute fucking geniuses, especially their current run as like boxers, because every single pay-per-view that they've been on has been sold on the fact that we want to see both of them get their fucking shit kicked in.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I walked away from this and I kept bouncing around in my head. First, I was like, the opening, I was like, this is brilliant. Like the takedown. The only thing I wrote down was a quote from the opening scene where he's like, I like surfing and drinking beer always at the same time. It's just like they catch like that bro-y attitude very well with Bro House. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm into it. Then it immediately goes to the suicide scene.
Dude, nobody is this fucking dumb.
And I'm like, this is getting too dark. I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then their inability to, like, salvage things. I'm like, this is bothering me also. This is stupid. The no homo thing feels like it's 10 years too late.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's my thing, is like, I feel like a lot of this is dated.
It's very dated. So, but here's the flip side. I think in the hands of a more talented person, sorry, Ryan Murphy, in the hands of a more talented person.
Man, we can say it, but that motherfucker has created so many successful shows, and I got nothing.
Yeah.
What'd he do? He did that show on Netflix about old Hollywood.
That was all right. Hollywood was fine. I think in the hands of the right people.
Yeah.
You could do this as a movie and it would work.
Yeah.
But you have to spend, A, you have to not make these guys super fucking stupid, because that was frustrating. Yeah. And yeah. B, you have to, like, where we start on this, in this movie, would have to be like 15, 20 minutes into it. Yes. Like, you need like 20 minutes of watching episodes. And part of me feels like, as much as I hate found footage, it should all be told through YouTube channel stuff.
Yeah.
It should exclusively be told through the YouTube channel.
I love found footage. I know it gets such a bad rap, but I love found footage movies.
I was okay with most of this. I wasn't loving it, but I was like, this is harmless, all things considered. Here's where I got frustrated. The last 10 minutes of this pissed me off.
Because I've got a lot of thoughts, but you go first, and then I'm gonna take it back to the beginning. And
give my full thought. I need to get this off my chest, because this has been bothering me since since I hit stop. This has been frustrating.
Go for it. No homie.
First, no homie. First, the cops call them and are like, "You guys are in danger.
Yeah,
we'll be by later tomorrow."
Yeah.
So
after finding not just like a dead body, but the body is chopped into pieces.
Into pieces. I'm like, okay, that bothered me. Thing number one bothered me. Hey, you guys are in danger. Let's talk about it tomorrow. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. Follow up to that is then shit goes bad and they call for help. And the police are like, well, we're not going to consider this an emergency. Like, motherfuckers, you called them.
Yeah.
So that bothered me. Secondly, the character of Barry gets like what I think is one of the more horrific deaths, because he's slowly burning to death when he was the only fucking dude with a conscience.
Yeah.
So like that bothered me, that like the only person who probably should have been allowed to live gets like a brutal death. And then B, he goes completely against character to celebrate the 5 million followers. Yeah. I'm like, this makes no fucking sense for this character to react that way. Any other character, it would have been fine. Barry, it makes no fucking sense for him to be that excited about the followers.
I'll comment on that when I get to my ending.
Okay. That's my rant. I was like going downstairs to switch laundry just as the episode had finished. And I was like, what the fuck happened in the last 5 minutes of this story?
You're texting me. You're like, are you ready to go? We need to talk about this.
Oh, I was sitting on it. I was like, I was stewing, dude.
Okay. Let's put Hulu back on. We're rewinding the episode a little bit. Going backwards. There you go. We're back at the beginning. All right. So the beginning, we're getting introduced to the bro house, right? So we get introduced to all four characters. Cool. First off, we see the Barry, who's played by the wheelchair kid from Glee.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Glee, he was like in his 20s. So like now that kind of pulled me out of it, because I'm like, this dude's like at least 33, 34, 35. Which, whatever, that's not a complaint. That's just me pointing something out. The only part about this thing I liked was the intro. But the way they did the American Horror Story.
That was cool.
Like, the videos. Because I don't know, are you on TikTok at all?
I dabble in the TikTok, but I am not on it.
One of the things that we love watching on TikTok is a lot of people have been doing, like, short 3-minute and shorter horror stories.
Okay.
And that's what it reminded me of, is people are getting super fucking creative on there. Like, I mean, if you could watch some of those stories in the opening, I think it was like the group of guys doing the Mean Girls bit, the Jingle Bell Rock bit, and then like you kept watching that opening, and then one of them was being like shoved into a trunk. Like, just like that was kind of cool to see what the different people did, and the different like cosplay as like evil Santas and stuff like that. So I'm like, that's awesome. I'm trying to channel back to the first time I watched this. That's awesome. And then we go to the suicide bridge, and I'm like, there's no characters this fucking stupid.
Yeah.
To think that filming this is going to, in 2021, no one in their right mind is going to say, dude, we need to film this guy not only committing suicide, but technically make fun of him after he does it. That's going to get our views to go up. We're not going to get in trouble. That's illegal, right? Yeah, to just watch this thing happen?
Very illegal. So when I was in college, we had to watch the documentary The Bridge. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that documentary, but it's a difficult watch. Yeah. So what they did for The Bridge is that for a full year, they set up a camera filming the Golden Gate Bridge. and documented every suicide that happened on it. Now,
damn.
Their ethical rules that they had set for themselves was if they were by the camera or if they were watching the camera and they saw that someone was up there, they were obligated to call 911 right away and try to save that person's life. So I had to watch that for a journalism class to write an essay on if I found that to be ethical or not, what they were doing with this documentary.
No.
Yeah, no, the answer is no.
The answer is fucking no. Yeah. If you have the preventative measures to stop somebody from killing themselves, you fucking do it.
I mean, the point of it is, like, we need to do something to stop this. We need to put some type of protection thing underneath the bridge. Yeah. And, like, San Francisco's like, but that'll ruin the, like, beauty of the bridge by having these, like, nets under there. And it's like, well...
Dude.
Yeah.
So I live 40 minutes from the Bay Bridge, the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
And there is at least a suicide once a week. Like again, it's the same thing, man. It's the same thing. I don't understand why we can't do something like that.
You know what, though? The flip side of that is if you put some type of, I hate to say it like this, if you put some type of net to catch people under there, then you just have a bunch of fucking idiots that are like, I'm going to jump off onto the net.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We definitely have the characters in this fucking show would go to the bridge and be like, I'm going to jump into that fucking net, bro.
Who was it, Logan Paul or who was the one that found the hanging body?
Logan Paul. Logan Paul went to the suicide forest.
I know that that's what they're trying to make a reference to.
Yes, 100%.
But I also think that there's a difference in even these characters of stumbling upon a dead body actively being like, no, we've got to view this happening for our followers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're both idiots. Like, both of them are idiots and immoral. But it's like that thin line really makes a huge difference. What I do like is that no one's buying it. You know what I mean? Like, the most realistic thing is that that party empties the fuck out and their sponsorships go away immediately. Yeah.
I would argue, even at that beginning moment, fuck Barry. Like, yes, he had a conscience of being, guys, we shouldn't be filming this.
But he's not doing anything about it.
Filming?
Yeah.
No.
And I kept thinking about that. There's all these scenes where, like, he's filming them in the, like, messing with the people in the mall.
Yeah, like, sexually harassing that fucking girl.
And he looks miserable, but it's like, motherfucker, you could just hit stop.
Do something. Like, stop filming. Yeah, so, like, deep down, I think, like, do I think it was ridiculous that he's reacting that way to, like, after, like, almost being killed? Yes, I think it's ridiculous, but in the realm that this show is taking place in, I don't think it's that ridiculous. I think it kind of proved who he was, and it made me go, yeah, fuck him too. Kill him. Now, the homie thing was dumb as hell, and I can't even say borderline offensive. That shit went over the fucking line.
What made me annoyed by it, you're basically stealing a Lonely Island bit.
Yeah.
And doing it unfunny.
Yes, it was not funny at all. And it went to the point, like, are we not past that type of humor? Especially in the scene where they're making
the
fun
ice cream.
Yeah, and they're making fun of the one guy for, like, getting a boner. Like, I feel like we're past that, dude. I don't know.
We should definitely be past boner humor.
Yeah, and it's like, so I can appreciate going back and watching movies made at that time. Like, I can still get into, like, American Pie and 90s teen comedies that there was, like, humor that if made today is not okay. I can appreciate it because I view it as of that time.
For sure. And people act like we're not giving people the opportunity to grow. No, we are, because James Gunn is a prime example of it. You know what I mean? Like, what hurts people is when they fucking double down on their bullshit.
Exactly.
And it's just like, what are you doing? Like,
exactly.
Like, you and I have both talked about the fact that, like, I know that there's probably some shit on my Twitter or on, like, an old status when I was, an angry, 100%. Pissed up 19, 20 year old kid. Yeah. And it's like, yo, if that shit comes up, like, I am super sorry. I was a pissed off kid who didn't know any better. And I've done a lot of research and realized how wrong I was to think that way. You know what I mean?
Like, and we are, you and I especially, are our own worst critics.
Like, for sure.
All the time. I'm sure you hit the Facebook memories ever so often.
I had to turn it off. I turned it off.
Yeah. Basically, what we're getting at is the
bro house
comeback
sucks
of trying
outdated.
To be, the bro house is awful. Now, another one of my biggest arguments is this didn't have to be Christmas.
No. No. Because it's not even like, I thought for sure they were going to go into a Krampus storyline, but then they just made up some bullshit about the wild man or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could have just had them being a dick to somebody in the mall, and yeah, they kind of just snap. Like, there's no reason this is Christmas at
all.
If
they were really ballsy, it could have been Easter.
Watch a killer Easter bunny. Or it could be like that Easter Christ from Holidays.
Yeah. Everything that they do is so shitty. Like, it's so shitty.
And that's my problem with slasher movies is, yes, as horror fans, you get to a point where you're cheering for Jason or you're cheering for Freddy. But the characters are still real. Like, you still, like, develop some form of caring for the characters. Where I feel like in this, it was legit. As soon as those characters started, you wanted to see them get murdered.
Yeah.
And none of that happens until the last 5 minutes. And it's a 40-minute episode.
It's so short. It's so short compared to the other episodes, which, thank God. I just, you know, again, like I'm saying, like, in different hands, could you imagine a whole thing? Make them less shitty. You don't even have to have...
Make the them actual, like the actual influencers. Yeah. Dude, there are plenty of TikTokers that are all like living in the same house that are not douchebags like this.
Yeah.
Like, but they're just,
they can still be bad people, but they don't need to be monsters. Like,
no.
These are like, so like, literally imagine, flip the script. The whole thing is them doing a live stream, right? It's like Christmas night. They're celebrating maybe 1 year of Bro House. So they're doing this all-night live stream where they're throwing back to some of their favorite moments over the last year with the channel. So you're getting all this backstory of how shitty they are.
Yeah.
And while they're live streaming, Krampus comes for them.
I love it. Perfect. Let's make that movie.
That's what bummed me out watching this is I'm like, there's a good idea somewhere in this episode, but they did not fucking find it.
No, it was nowhere to be found. And there was certain shit that didn't make any sense. Like when they uploaded the footage of them at the mall and they're like, I don't even remember doing this. Why did we act like that? Two things. Number one, what do you mean you didn't remember being an asshole to them in the mall? And number two, you know better than anybody. You didn't watch the fucking footage before you uploaded it?
Yeah.
You just uploaded it?
You just trusted Barry? Barry said it's done, and you were like, all right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Barry. And Barry wasn't like, guys, we probably shouldn't upload this.
Well, that's
here's why.
That's like the thing. It's like, it's already bad enough he's filming it, but like after you filmed it and you're like, this is going to go badly for us.
He edited it and uploaded it.
Yeah. Man, you could have made Barry such a dope character.
Exactly.
If he, like, filmed intros before each one of these videos and was just like, get a load at how fucking awful these guys are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they kick him out of the house. They get pissed off. They're like, you know what? You're fucking out of Bro House.
Yeah.
I would even take, you know how I hate nihilistic endings.
Yes.
But I would even take that they kick Barry out of the house for, like, backstabbing them, then Wild Man shows up and kills all of them, and everyone thinks that it's Barry that killed them because he got kicked off of the channel.
That would be interesting. Like, that would have been very interesting. What, you know what wasn't interesting? This. And you know what I didn't give a shit about? When they panned to that other Santa getting in his fucking car, and then they panned to Danny Trejo like, oh, I'm going to do it again. I don't care!
Yeah.
I don't know who Danny Trejo is.
Yeah.
This was not good. Now, my history with American Horror Story, I've only watched one season all the way through.
Which one?
I watched Murder House. And I did a couple years ago. It wasn't like the first run I watched it all the way through.
No, I was late to it. I've never watched it as it was airing. Ever.
I have a very, like, every season of American Horror Story is the same for me, except for this newest season. I watch probably 3 episodes of it. And then never watch it again.
I mean, American Horror Story is just not, it's not a good show. It's like a beloved show, but it's not a good show. I feel like American Crime Story is better. Like, that's like where they did
that
like,
I haven't watched.
The People versus OJ was that. And like,
oh, okay. Okay. I remember.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I remember that.
They're doing one now on Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. It's like, let's just do those stories because you fucking suck at horror stories, bro.
So my biggest problem with American Horror Story is they try to do too much.
It's too, how do I word this? It's almost too reference heavy. Like, yeah, it's trying so hard to show, like, no, we love horror movies. Look at all these references. And it's like, that's great.
Yeah.
Scream had a lot of references too, but it had a script that backed it up.
That's my biggest problem with Riverdale as well, is like, I unapologetically adore
some struggling. Of the, I'm struggling through fucking Riverdale, but I agree with you. They are just like, hey, here's an episode about Heathers. Like,
yeah, like, so there is a line, I can't remember what season or what episode it is. Jughead legit looks at another character and goes, "You're reminding me of a Dream Warrior from Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 3, Dream Warriors." And I'm like, that was something someone wrote and put in a script. But, and I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I'm gonna challenge you, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
challenge me.
I'm gonna say that somebody wrote, "You remind me of a Dream Warrior." Yeah. And then some producer was like, "I don't know what that is."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "All right, I'll add in from Nightmare on Elm Street." And he's like, "I seen the first Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't remember Dream Warriors in there." And he's like, "All right, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3." And he's like, "That's all that movie was called?" He's like,
"Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors." I was like, sick reference, bro. Yeah. So for the people listening,
don't watch American Horror Story. All right, well, no homo, Dylan.
I'm not going to say that. Merry Christmas, Matt.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.